the Saturday Light Brigade, and it's really a pleasure to welcome the fellow we have here. He's in from Washington, D.C. We'll learn more about him and get to know him throughout the next half hour. And Tom and Nancy are his godparents and also uncle and aunt, respectively. And why don't we just start off with a song? Let's welcome to the Saturday Light Brigade, Tommy Davis.
Thank you very much. All right.
Saturday Light Brigade, that's Tommy Davis, and that's a nice song. Tell me a bit about how you wrote that.
Actually, it was kind of funny. So I'd been dating my girlfriend for a couple months, and she started to realize I could play guitar and write all the music and stuff.
Oh, here's a new feature.
Which is a plus.
A new feature.
and I was showing her some of the songs I had previously written for, you know, back in the day in high school and all that stuff, and she kept saying, like, Tommy, like, write me a song. Won't you write me a song and everything? And it was kind of like a joke kind of thing. And then one day I was sitting on my couch just watching TV, and I was doing this kind of like melody in my head, write you a song, because she kept saying it over and over again. And finally, I was sat down, threw out some words, and boom, it was pretty organic.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Where'd you grow up?
I actually grew up originally in Charlestown, West Virginia, and which is about an hour and 15 minutes away from the Washington, D.C. area. So, yeah, I would go back and forth growing up with my family, and finally, after college, I took the leap of faith and went and moved into the big city.
And you went to Drew University?
Drew University is right outside New York City, about 30 minutes away. In Madison, New Jersey. So actually going to Drew, you know, it was huge in the music, the liberal arts and all that stuff. And whenever I got a chance, I would go into New York City and go to a studio in there and practice some of my music. Would work with one of my buddies named Ross Michaels. He's doing music up there, and one of our performers who is named Jordan Batiste. So we'd go in there and really... It was a great place to go to school and kind of.
Did you study music at Drew?
I minored in music, and I was a econ major, so it was kind of an interesting mix.
That is a nice, yeah. A nice combination.
Yeah.
That's a heck of a combination.
Yeah, it's very original.
So you and talking about leaps of faith, you graduated just last year.
In 2008. Yep.
Okay, and you've decided to go. I think straight into
performing. That was a leap of faith. I was doing the corporate world. I was in sales, and I was doing well in it, and I just kind of had to think, you know, I'm young. I can't be, you know, might as well take a chance and try music full time. So I took a leap of faith in one of the worst economic times we've had in a while. So. Hopefully it pays off or something.
Well,
at least I'm doing something I love, so that's all that matters.
It is, and I think that the arts actually sometimes spring to even greater life.
Yeah.
During times when the economy is not so great. And plus, there's a few times in life when you can actually do something like
yeah.
this.
Yeah, mental health is big with me, too.
Yeah, well, that's that's great. I want to talk a little bit more about how you got started, and then later other things you're up to. But why don't we take a listen to another song?
Okay.
What would you like to play?
This is called Last of the Good Guys. It was originally started to be written by my cousin out in California named Robbie Stafford. He's a really good opera singer. And then I listened to it when I was probably like around 17, and was going through one of those relationships in high school where it was hard on my heart. So I kind of took some words and made it mine. So yeah, here it is.
Here's Tommy Davis.
As it goes. I don't need your calls, lads. I just want you to be true. And I can't stand you. And I don't even need you. I just want you out of my life. And I am the It's always me that you victimize. Once you close your eyes, you will realize how much you really need me. And I can't see you, but you can see me too. I just want you to be close. I was your man. Now you messed up on future plans. Oh, and I am the last of the good guys. And it's all with me that you victimize. Once you close your eyes, you will realize how much you really
The Saturday Light Brigade. That's Tavi Davis. Nice song. This is an inaugural radio appearance for Tavi, too, and I'm proud that we're able to do
much.
That. When in life did you discover that you liked music and that you might like to do something like this?
I think it was, honestly, I was always kind of the crazy kid getting up in front of a big audience, groups of people, and kind of, I was a little quiet, but then when a big group of people would come around, I'd either be dancing or doing something just to, so I was like the center of the attention. I was the youngest in both sides of my family, and my cousins, both of my cousins, Robbie and Scott, were huge musicians growing up, so I always, you know, I remember clearly going up to my grandmom's in her house and going running up the stairs and sneaking into my cousin Scott's room and opening up his guitar case and just looking at his guitar and not knowing, I was probably like 8 years old, and not knowing how to play it, but I just thought it was the coolest thing. And then my parents would always show me like a bunch of different music, like Elvis Presley, tons of music, the Wings and all that stuff. And I was just playing guitar, and my mom just was very, my mom and dad were very gradual with it. It was never like, okay, sit down, you know, have lessons with guitar lessons. They approached me and said, would you want to learn guitar? And I was like, yeah. So we found a mutual, like a family friend of ours. He sat me down, I started playing, and I just fell in love with it. I was playing like, you know, 6 hours a day in my room.
And how old were you at
this
time?
I think I was like 10, between 10 or 12. I think, yeah, 12 years old.
And this was acoustic or?
Yeah, just acoustic. And I got my first Fender red guitar. And when electric guitars came into my life, I thought it was the coolest thing. So then I would play another 6 hours just playing electric guitar. But yeah, definitely my music was, you know, the backbone of my music definitely was from my parents and my family and all that stuff that kind of gave me the boost. Probably annoyed my sister a little growing up.
You mentioned you're the youngest. How many siblings do you
have? I have one sister, and then I have two cousins on both sides. So I'm definitely like the little baby of the family.
Yeah, I am too.
makes us tough.
Yeah, I think so. It might make you cry out for attention.
Yeah, I think it does.
my oldest brother is a musician, and he certainly has that aspect of his life too. So the idea of you know, at this point actually touring and playing, how is that going? I think there are a lot of people who fantasize about doing this, or they see people doing it and they kind of wonder what it's like. I would imagine there is no shortage of places to play in the DC area.
A lot, yeah. It's really not too bad. A lot of, you know, because of online stuff, you can find tons of open mics. I mean, that's what I've been doing a lot, is just doing open mics. And then, you know, once you get into the open mic and the bartender or whoever owns the bar sees that you're bringing a crowd, they'll keep inviting you back and on a kind of regular basis. And really, you just have to be, you know, put your nose to the grindstone, just take a chance. And, you know, not everybody's going to like you. You know, you might go into the bar where, you know, there's some older guys who don't really like, you know, like some of like a love song or something, but you just kind of have to be confident and, you know, play to the crowd, get people pumped up. And that's what I like doing. I like making people laugh and making people like have fun. So,
well, it takes a lot of courage to do it. What do you think would be the most surprising thing to people who might be, you know, thinking about imagining what your life must be like, or you know, imagining what life would be like for somebody, you know, you're relatively fresh out of college, singing out. Is there something that strikes you, or maybe something that surprised you?
Surprised me. It was really something that surprised me was, you know, being in college, I just kept wanting to, because I was an economics major, for so long it was like, oh man, I'm going to get into finance. I really want to get into finance. And then I learned more about finance, and I was just like, and, you know, all the money was in towards that. And after college, I got my first job. You know, I was pumped. I was getting into the industry. I was like, all right, maybe I'll do music on the side, because it's something I love to do, but I didn't know if I necessarily wanted to scratch that itch. What I learned huge, like a huge lesson I learned after college was, you know, you're young, you only live once, and mental health is huge. I mean, if you're, I didn't want to be 60 years old and looking back and being like, you know, what if when, you know, what could have happened if I pursued it and my voice was still like good back then or something?
Yeah.
And, what if, you know, I had nothing to lose and I don't really have too much to lose. I'm a starving musician.
I think that's pretty perceptive. And, you know, what you did finish with a degree in economics, right? And, you know, I think a lot of people look at college as a vo-tech experience as opposed to just learning how to learn and kind of exercising your mind. And then if not the specifics of that major, aspects of it, you know, crop up in your life. And, I think that's what, you know, attending a university or college.
Yeah, that's what it's all
about.
Just making connections, making friends. I have I got some of the best friends from Drew, and got tons of opportunities I couldn't have had any other way.
Well, that's great. Well, it's been great to have you here. There's time for one more song, which we'll close with. I'm going to thank you now
for being
with us. And do you have? Let's see. What's the best way that people can learn more about your
music?
I have
my MySpace account. I'm so terrible with all that MySpace. It's www.myspace.com/ music by Tommy Davis. And then I also have a Facebook account, which is just Tommy Davis Music. So those are those will have like my shows and where I'm playing and pictures and all that stuff. So those are probably the best ways to find me.
Excellent. And I think if you just Google Tommy Davis Music, he'll be the youngest Tommy Davis that comes up. Probably the only one.
I think there's
one.
A baseball player with my name too.
Well, thanks. What's the name of the next
song? This one, this is kind of my rendition of a Bob Marley song called No Woman, No Cry. Growing up, Bob Marley was huge for me, just listening to him, because I just love everything that he kind of represented and all that stuff.
Well, thanks. Here again, Tommy Davis.
Thank you.
when we used to sit in Pittsburgh, PA. And I would do the Saturday Light Brigade. Can't wait to see all the sights today. No woman, no cry. No woman, no cry. Hey, hey, hey. No woman, no cry. No woman, no cry. Hey, hey, hey.
Tommy Davis. Thanks, Tommy.
Thank you very much.